Well, folks, we are 21 hours away from the Federal Reserve meeting. So what should we expect in tomorrow's meeting? Because the Federal Reserve is going to look at a ton of data and specifically right through here. So tomorrow morning, there is a slew of economic news. Today, what was the news for today? I don't really think there was anything. I can't find it up there, but I don't want to mess up my charts. So here's what's coming in before the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. So let me give you a little bit of a spoiler alert. Over here, what is the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, if you go to the CME Fed Watch tool, it'll tell you exactly what they're going to do. If you scroll down through here, it says, what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds rate at the next meeting? That next meeting is tomorrow. And are they going to change things? Well, no. There's basically a 99.4% chance they're not going to do anything with rates at this meeting, nor are they going to do anything at the next meeting. And then there, it's completely up for grabs. Okay, so let's look at the data that they're going to look at tomorrow. So the big news tomorrow and what the Federal Reserve is fighting is inflation. So we have those numbers coming in tomorrow. So let's get right over to these right through here. So your first thing you're going to see is it's going to say month over month core CPI, and then month over month CPI, then year over year headline CPI, year over year core CPI. So let's break this down. First thing we're going to look at, month over month core CPI. What the core piece means is they stripped out or they pulled out food and energy, because energy is hugely volatile, as you can see with oil prices. So they're saying the number was previously 0.3, it's going to come in at 0.3. Okay, that stripped out food and energy. Okay, but when you put in the food and energy, because of commodity prices, they're expecting the number to go from 0.3 to 0.1. Now, if this happens, there's going to be a nice little move in the markets tomorrow. Then you have year-over-year headline CPI, and then year-over-year core. Okay, the core year-over-year was 3.6, it's supposed to go to 3.5. Again, I think a lot of this is going to be commodity-driven. And then month-over-month, again, it's going to depend exactly when they computed the oil prices and a lot of the energy prices, but they're saying it's going to go from 3.4 to 3.4. I'm saying this number might go to 3.3. Okay, so that's my projections. And then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, the Fed's going to come out and tell us what exactly they're going to do. And then 1:30 is when we really start to learn a lot of this information. So let's go over to right through here. Here's what the headline reads. And this one, I thought this was kind of funny. Should you open a CD before the next Fed meeting? And what they're saying is you might want to capitalize on the high interest rates that are in there right now, because everybody is expecting the Federal Reserve, not now, but to eventually start retreating back on their interest rates, meaning they're going to start cutting rates at some point. When is that going to be? Well, right through here is going to give us a little bit of a projection on what they're going to do. So this caption, I'm on Yahoo Finance, and this is today's report. You go down all the way to the bottom. It says, when will mortgage rates go down? So it was intriguing. I went through here. Here's what the analysts are saying. These are Fannie Mae analysts, and then these are basically mortgage people. So you can see there is a substantial difference between the two of these. So let me tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Q3 of this year, which is coming up, we're going to be about 6.9, maybe topped at 7%. Q4, I think that's when they're going to start to taper and do a little bit of things there. So I think we're going to be in the high sixes here. We're going to stay in the high mid sixes throughout here. And then we could be in the mid sixes to maybe lower sixes by the end of the year next year, kind of in line with these projections right through here on the Banking Association. So those are my projections for tomorrow. Let's see how we do based on that information. But right now we're seeing the MBS market. If we look at that, do they know something that we just don't know? So let's get over to the MBS market. Right now we have MBS prices up. What are they up? Let's see if we can get this. They're up, I think, 26 right now. Let me shrink my screen. They are up 21 right now. So that means mortgage rates will come down just a little bit. So I'm expecting maybe 7.15 or maybe even all the way down to 7.1 by the close of today. But I think a lot of banks aren't going to do anything. They're just going to wait for tomorrow's data and then readjust accordingly. So that's my report for the afternoon. If you want to find out more about me, who I am, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you if you're out there trying to navigate your first house. So please check out my website. If you need any assistance from me, all you need to do is scroll to the bottom, and there's all my information. There's our 800 number as well as my email address. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I'll see you here tomorrow morning with my projections on what the Federal Reserve is going to do based on the CPI numbers. Then we're going to be live during the Federal Reserve press conference. So take care. Have a great night. And if I can ask you one favor, kind favor. If you haven't yet subscribed, please do so right over there. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.